I discovered, I think, from a reading it in a magazine or something, that there was a group who were aiming to preserve the railway and operate passenger service over it. So sort of one Sunday in, I think it was 1969, I came down and had a look, and there was this little steam engine chuffing up and down. So I had a few rides and thought, oh, this looks like fun. So I've sort of been here ever since. The society, which had by then been formed and started off as just a small group of individuals, probably a few dozen at that time in total. I'd had the experience with the Middleton Railway in Leeds, so I knew a little bit about it, which helped. But other people had experience of other preserved railways or mainline railways. So there was quite a lot of knowledge and quite a lot of engineering expertise around as well, which was good. I'd had people who sold tickets and that kind of thing as well, which didn't take too much training. Every Sunday they'd sort of run a few trains, start at 2 o'clock and carry on till no one else turned up and put it all away again. So it was very, very informal. Case of beg, borrow or steal in the early days, because we didn't have a great deal of money. The amount we generated through fares was pretty tiny. So it was very much a case of patching things up rather than doing major changes. The big change really came in 1969, because the arrangement that we'd had with Arnold's that we would run passenger trains on Sundays and leave the railway in a operating condition for Monday morning so they could run sand trains. That came to an end in 69 because the sidings, mainline sidings, were closed by British Railways. So the sand couldn't go out by mainline train anymore, which meant that the whole line from Van Dyke Road down to here was effectively redundant and would have closed. But it was offered to us. So effectively we took it over. All the leases on the land and so forth were all assigned over to us, and the permission to cross roads and so forth all assigned to the society. So we ended up with a railway of getting on for 2 miles long, and decided what to do with it. There came a point in the mid-1980s when the railway inspectorate, supervise all public railways, including little ones like this, basically said, you've got to replace all your rail, it's wearing out. Can we see your plans for doing this, please? It was at this point that the County Council and South Bedfordshire District Council did come to our rescue, because they fixed up, for whatever reason, a leasing arrangement with a finance house to supply enough rail to relay the entire railway, which we did over a period of about 15 years. We were helped at that time in the 1980s. Unemployment was quite high, and there were a number of schemes whereby people could work for non-profit organisations and get training and work experience and so forth. And we were able to tap into some of those and get people coming along who were not doing anything else on the railway. So, yes, so the entire railway is now rail that's less than 20 years old and should have another probably 50 years life in it. And at the same time, we've replaced sleepers, we've put in proper stone ballast, and it now is in now far, far better condition than it was when it was first built in 1919. It was built very, very cheaply from war surplus equipment. Stuff was already a bit worn out. That has been, I think, the only substantial amount of external help we've had, other than private donations, of which we've had a few over the years, which has been very useful for particular projects. I mean, the restoration of 778 was a very major project. We got a lottery grant for that, and also certain individuals did donate quite substantial amounts of money, along with others who donated smaller amounts.